This is the three at three on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
A call to overturn the landmark Supreme Court decision that legalized same-sex marriage is on the agenda today at the U.S. Supreme Court. Experts think it's a long shot, but the justices could decide this afternoon to hear the case of Kim Davis, a Kentucky court clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. A court found that she was in contempt. She was fined. She lost her job. Justices could decide as early as Monday whether or not they will actually take up the case. We will keep you updated.
Number two, John, for anyone who uses Snap, we have just learned last night that Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order for our state to make sure that all SNAP funds, 100% in our state, everyone will be made whole. All of it will be given, at least for this month, amid this government shutdown. So, put this into perspective. Nearly 1 in 10 residents are on SNAP benefits, and two out of 10 are children left without aid. So it's 700,000 residents or 270,000 children. Governor Tony Evers says the money will be allocated and converted through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And also, anyone needing food assistance is urged to call 211, 211.
Good information. The third is Downton Abbey is back on streaming services.
You look back and think about all the changes you've witnessed.
That is Mosley speaking there. And guess what? Sandy Max had the chance to interview not that long ago Lord Grantham, Hugh Bonneville, Tom Branson, and Mr. Mosley. And she started the conversation with the stars of Downton Abbey with a question to break the ice.
Now that you've learned I'm from Milwaukee, what do you think of Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Each of you, what comes to mind?
Cheese.
Beer.
I just like the way you say it. Milwaukee.
Oh, do I have the accent?
Wisconsin cheese.
Have you had
some?
Is it
true that you're not allowed, like, it never leaves Wisconsin, apparently.
Well,
like, you have to go and get the cheese to get it out. Is that true? Maybe that's a rumor.
Oh, no, we send it all around the world.
But you keep the best stuff at home.
Exactly. Well, you're welcome to come try some.
I'd love to.
Sandy said, by the way, that they were delightful. Hugh Bonneville, the larger-than-light Lord Grantham, she said, was the nicest guy. The full interview is on What's on Tap, the podcast page. You can find it all there. So it's been out at the theater. Now you can stream it beginning tonight on Peacock.
I know. I'm so excited. Jason and I watched both of them in theaters.
Yes, me too.
You did too?
Yeah.
We were going to watch it from home. Okay, the Queen came to visit, remember?
Yes.
Okay, this is the last one.
Yes.
And now it's going to be free on Peacock.
Yeah,
we grand want to finale. Pay $9.99. The grand finale.
It's so good. I love Downton Abbey.